Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. This month, the Texas Parks and Wildlife television series airs segments from the documentary Texas, the State of Springs. Series producer Don Cash.
One of the things that's pointed out in the documentary is that water conservation in Texas is going to happen on private lands.
We're not going to get more rain. We've got to deal with the water supply that we receive, and that starts on the land.
One of the landowners that we feature is David Bamberger. He and his wife Margaret have a ranch in Blanco County. They've had to remove a lot of the cedar from it, but as David points out, removing the cedar is not the end of the problem.
Without a grass system that has roots down into the earth, when that rain falls, it washes off. But if it falls on the grass, you've got miles of root systems, and that water can now penetrate down in.
Also in July, we'll head to the Panhandle, where we look at water speculators looking at building pipelines from the Panhandle south to sell what they call surplus water.
There isn't actually any surplus water in this area. All the water that's here is going to be needed eventually.
So there's a lot of information in July about the state of springs in Texas and what we can do to help preserve them for the future.
That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.